This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Turfgrass Council of North Carolina. This episode is sponsored in part by Sod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.bysod.com. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode of North Carolina Turfgrass, we feature an article titled, Musser Turfgrass Award Winner Takes All, by Jennifer Howard. It's the highest honor for a graduate student studying turfgrass science to be recognized by this award, 2021 Musser Foundation Award of Excellence winner Cameron Stevens said. It's like the Heisman for turfgrass science graduate students. Stevens is a recent NC State plant pathology and crop and soil sciences alumnus with deep expertise on a growing problem for golf courses, take-all root rot, an emerging disease in play. Take-all root rot is a fungal disease affecting ultra-dwarf Bermuda grass, commonly used on southeastern U.S. golf putting greens. The disease appears throughout the growing season and manifesting itself as white to off-color patches that may decline under stressful abiotic conditions due to the severely compromised root system. It's an emerging disease, one of the most frequently diagnosed in NC State's Turf Diagnostic Lab. Take-all is of agronomic and economic importance. It impacts golf course aesthetics and playability, but is frequently confused with nematode damage and Pythium root rot, both of which are managed differently. Misdiagnosis can lead to improper management strategies, which may result in economic loss along with unnecessary chemical use. Research with immediate impact. Stevens' recently completed doctoral research was dedicated to understanding take-all root rot. We've learned that this disease is caused by multiple pathogens, up to five now that researchers have identified. It's a complex disease. We're working to understand the disease's dynamics, which will impact our management recommendations, like which fungicides are effective, the optimal timing for fungicide treatments, and best post-application practices to target soil-borne diseases. It's a complex disease. We are working to understand the disease's dynamics, which will impact our management recommendations, like which fungicides are effective, the optimal timing for fungicide treatments, and best post-application practices to target soil-borne diseases. Learning from Stevens' research has already led to earlier season treatment recommendations. Take-all has typically been managed curatively in the fall, but we found these pathogens are most active in the summer. Fungicides applied in late July to early August in our area result in the best take-all suppression, Stevens says. But it's the tip of the iceberg. There are only a handful of researchers working on this disease, and there's so much more to learn. Supporting turfgrass education. The Musser International Turfgrass Foundation was created to foster and support turfgrass education and research at the highest level. Annually, they bestow their Award of Excellence upon a PhD candidate who has demonstrated excellence throughout their doctoral studies in an area of turfgrass research. Recipient selection criteria include graduate work, academic record, publications, and leadership, as well as extracurricular activities. A legacy of excellence. Stevens is the fifth recipient from NC State since the award's inception in 1989. Earning this prestigious award has been a professional goal of mine since I began studying turfgrass science as an undergraduate at Ohio State, Stevens said. So many people made this possible for me, from all the people I've worked with at Ohio State, Clemson, Penn State, and NC State. This award is a testament to my advisors, mentors, and lab mates who propelled me in my career. Travis Gannon and Jim Kearns co-advised Stevens in his doctoral work. Dr. Cameron Stevens is a talented researcher that completed a very intricate project requiring a comprehensive understanding of multiple facets, including fungicide fate, transport, and efficacy. Kearns agrees. Cameron's PhD research has dramatically improved root disease management in turf grasses, especially take-all root rot. I am exceptionally proud of all that he has accomplished in his work. He is an excellent researcher, but more importantly, a wonderful person, Kearns said. The next round. After successfully completing his doctoral work this spring, Stevens has already teed up what's next. He is already working with BASF in the Research Triangle Park, North Carolina, as the Technical Market Manager for Turf and Ornamentals. As part of the technical service team, I'll support product launches from the technical side, acting as a liaison between regulatory, communication, marketing, and technical services, Stevens said. But I'll always stay connected to the academic research community through my mentors and fellow colleagues. Advice to those playing through. Stevens is humble about the Musser Award and his research accomplishments. I hope my work helps at least one golf course superintendent or inspires the next generation of turfgrass researchers. And he offers sage advice to students just beginning their academic journey. Too often, students choose a career path that they don't love. I tell young students to explore different majors and career paths. Find something you'll enjoy doing. Fortunately, my mentors encouraged me to work with as many people as possible to gain different experiences. The turfgrass community is a wonderfully tight-knit group. It's important that the industry continue to have well-trained professionals, and there are many different career paths within the industry you can go down. Try different paths and follow the one you love. Can you see yourself in crop and soil sciences? If you are looking for an academic path that leads to impact, consider crop and soil sciences. Our students learn and research alongside industry experts and contribute to impactful discoveries every day. Learn more about student degree pathways, including a deep dive into our turfgrass program. Then sign up for an undergraduate's guided email tour on the Department of Crop and Soil Sciences. Connecting students with growing careers is just part of how we are growing the future. For all photos, figures, and resources associated with this article, please check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode of North Carolina Turfgrass. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check us out at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. Thank you to our sponsors, including BuySod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.